Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen. The fog is out tonight. Malik Monk is back in Sacramento!
Yeah!
Malik!
Monk! Bring us the fog! Bring us the fog! Hey!
Malik! Monk! Let's go!
How are we on a Thursday night?
The fog has never been better.
Yeah, it smells like a four-year deal.
Oh, yes. Some breaking news at this hour. Recording this at 8:41 p.m. Pacific time, because just about 15, 20 minutes ago, we got a
boom, boom, boom!
Rose bomb involving the Sacramento Kings. 10 days before the start of NBA free agency, the Kings have made some big news in free agency, keeping someone that we thought might be going elsewhere. Malik Monk and the Sacramento Kings have agreed to a new four-year, $78 million deal with a player option for that final year. Malik Monk could have tested the waters.
He could have.
Waited until June 30th, flirted with other teams who have cap space, maybe Philly.
Maybe Philly.
Orlando, San Antonio. Wembley. Who else could have been out there?
Who knows?
Who knows? But Malik Monk, his reps decide we're staying home. Malik Monk stays with the Sacramento Kings. My instant reaction to this is I'm shocked. I am shocked because I thought for sure that Malik was going to at least talk to other teams. Now, I'm not going to be naive, all right?
Okay.
These agents have an idea with what's going on, what's out there in free agency. Probably have some sort of an idea before the official start on June 30th.
Correct.
But as we stand here today, what's your reaction to Malik staying with the Kings on a four-year
Holy
deal?
Shit. Holy shit! Holy shit! Yeah! Holy shit! Holy yes! Holy Deuce, you and I, we talked about this in the pre-show. You and I, we did some clips today. JJ Redick, new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. But then yep. when we were talking about Zach LaVine and all the rumors surrounding him being connected, linked to Sacramento. Our main thing that we had said was, well, Malik's probably not going to stay here. Can't blame him. It's a business at the end of the day. You got to make your money, honey. And like, we get that. And so we were already shifting our mindsets that Malik Monk is going to be gone. Are they going to draft another Malik Monk like guard in the draft? Like what
Rob Dillingham coming to Sacramento.
There you go. What were they going to do? Right. And so to be hit with this news after saying that so confidently today, yeah, I'm pretty damn shocked and I'm super happy.
This is why I went about it the way I did. My mindset was he's gone bye-bye. And then if it happened, I was going to be really excited.
Yeah, we said we were going to pop bottles.
Yeah. And guess what? He stayed.
Yeah.
And this is part of a new NBA wrinkle. You're allowed to negotiate with your free agents immediately following the conclusion of the NBA season. So you're wondering, okay, are they going to reach a deal? We saw the Pacers reach a new deal with Siakam. That was the first one
immediately
post-NBA season. That deal got done. They give him a big-time deal. But the Kings getting this done with Malik, very surprising that they got this deal done when they did.
Yeah.
Why do you think this is such an important time to get this done too?
Well, I think something that you and I had also talked about earlier today, we saw the Kings run it back last year, right? Like Chris Duarte and Sasha Vezenkov didn't pan out to what you needed them to be, especially with depth for the roster. But then you look at the situation that happened at the trade deadline with Pascal Siakam, and it was like, oh, does he not want to be here? Is it because they're not going to sign him to max? Like, what? We don't know all the details behind the scenes. But I remember when that happened, then nothing had happened for the Sacramento Kings. And the Western Conference was just getting better, better, better. And then they were at a standstill, and it was like, holy shit, you have to make sure you are getting things done first. What happened today? Sam Presti getting shit done first, making sure to grab on to Alex Caruso, get rid of Josh Giddey, and do his thing. You got to make sure you are being active first in this league.
And getting Malik done now before the draft is kind of nice, because now you know, okay, you also know a little more about free agency
yes.
now. Okay, what are our needs? We got this done. We are able to keep Malik. We know what Malik is about. And now we know, okay, here are some options we're going to explore maybe with the 13th pick. This move allows a little more clarity at this point. To have that clarity, you know, 6 days before the NBA draft and 10 days before the official start of free agency, yeah, to me is pretty significant. This is a big deal, too. I mean, you got him on a 4-year, $78 million deal. I know there are some people out there that thought, well, maybe he can get a $100 million deal.
Sure.
I don't know if I was at that part, but I thought maybe like in the $90 million range.
Yeah.
But who knows what was really out there. And maybe Malik was more comfortable with the idea of, hey, this is a place that I feel like is home now. I like it here.
The weather's good. One of my best friends.
And it's not just him. I mean, he's really close with a lot of guys on the team. Yeah. He loves to golf, mm-hmm, and he still gets a significant pay raise. I mean, he gets the financial security, and he knows what Mike Brown's about. Like, there's no mystery.
Yeah.
And he was able to be himself here.
Yep.
And this is his best self. And it was with the Sacramento Kings. Now, he could have gone elsewhere and accomplished some great things.
Sure.
But I'm sure for him, he was more comfortable with the idea of, I can get a big raise and keep going with this. We've got unfinished business. And I got to wonder if that kind of sat with him too, how the season ended, where he's sitting on the bench because he's out with an injury.
A big raise. So you see the money. But on top of that, you played some of your best basketball, actually your best basketball with the Sacramento Kings. Yep. So not only did that best basketball help you make more money, but he loves the shit out of this game. And the importance of that joy every single time you step on the floor, making sure it wasn't going to feel like work every single time he went to the practice facility, every single time that he was stepping on the floor to play a game. Like, the amount of times that we have talked to this guy and he just talks about how much fun he has playing basketball. And when that is ripped away from you, even if you maybe become a starter on a different roster with a different organization, but when that is ripped away from you, life's a little bit more difficult. And he's had some troubled past, and for him to just be able to feel stable, comfortable, all the good things here and get paid, feels good.
Yeah, and I think that was another reason I thought he was going to test free agency, because his previous instances in free agency, mm-hmm, he wasn't like some hot commodity out there. I mean, think about when the Lakers signed him.
Yeah.
Got him on a pretty cheap deal, even when Sacramento got him. I mean, it was not nothing, but by NBA standards,
sure,
it's like, oh, wow, he just got a 2-year, you know, $18 million deal. So I thought for sure, okay, he's going to go ahead and look around and really shop, which would have made it tough for the Sacramento Kings too. So it's so big that they got this done. Also, I love the live chat. Since we're live, we can read some of the comments. Someone was making fun of me. Living Proof was saying, the weather's good with crying emojis. Look, I'm not saying that's the reason you stayed, you SOB, okay? I'm just saying, like, hey, man, I like it. The weather's good. I'm not saying that's the reason, deciding factor, But guess what? Go around the country. Some of this weather sucks.
I'll say this. Deuce and I love the shit out of Sacramento. And we could sell the shit out of Sacramento to anybody. Okay? So if you have any issues, let me sell you on it. Okay? The weather's fantastic.
I also think this is cool news, too, because, I think it has to show Malik's belief in, like, what the Kings are trying to do here.
Yes.
Right? We know they're a long way from championship contending, if they ever get there. But I think there is a belief, not only with the unfinished business, that, like, we're close.
Deuce, think about all the, like, the thing about this situation. It's not, he can make the most money here, so he's signed. He's staying here because he can make the most money. I mean, that's usually the situation for a lot of these guys. He could have tested the waters, see what else. He could have made money, much, much more money or somewhere else. And maybe even if it was just a little bit, though.
Yeah, I think he could at least get the same. I mean, I don't think there's any denying that.
But for sure the same. Yeah. But, Deuce, come on. Like, for sure more money somewhere else, even if it was just a little bit.
Yeah.
And he chose here. He chose Sacramento. He obviously has confidence in this organization and in the coaching staff, in this team, and where they want to go. I love it.
Let's start with on the court with him, because I feel like he has meant so much to this team, both on and off the court. But what has maybe stood out to you in his 2 years with Sacramento about what he's been able to do on the floor?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many different things. I can go straight to the technical stuff, or I can go to even just him and being able to accept his role, coming off the bench, putting the ego to the side. But let's just start, like you said, on the floor and go to his ability to be another scorer and playmaker.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, just the combo of that has been phenomenal. To get someone else a shot, but then to also be able to be crafty, get to the rim, and finish at the rim in so many ways. I mean, how many times are we watching a playoff game? It could have been like Derrick Jones Jr. or someone. And I was like, oh, that's a Malik Monk shot. That's a Malik Monk finish. Just the way, sometimes he's getting there and there's long arms at him and he still finds a way to finish. It was really fun to watch, but at the same time, this roster like needed that, because there were so many games where Keegan wasn't there yet in year two. There was games he absolutely was, and hopefully he takes that leap this third year, but Malik Monk was someone that you could rely on.
I just felt like he brought juice every time he came in the game. Yes. And there are some nights the starting lineup didn't have it, and it's frustrating. You're like, guys, what are you doing? And Malik would somehow give you that jolt of energy, either on the road or at home, the crowd starts getting into it, because he just makes things happen immediately. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a pick and roll game with Sabonis, his attacking, the confidence he has in his shot. I just felt like this year too, he evolved into a more controlled player too. There's always like this fun part of Malik where some would say maybe chaotic.
Yeah.
But that doesn't have to be a bad thing either. I think that can be a really good thing. It's almost controlled chaos with him sometimes.
It is, but from year one to year two, that chaos completely became more disciplined, completely became more controlled, and probably because Mike Brown has a short leash for everyone. He doesn't give a shit who you are unless you're De'Aaron or Sabonis. But at the same time, I think all that did was make him a better basketball player. And he's talked about that before. And so, seeing that chaos be a little bit more controlled, seeing it be so much more disciplined and channeling it into a different type of positive energy coming off the bench for this team. And on top of all this, Deuce, I mean, we talked about this even with JaVale when he was doing his media tour before his softball game, and we were talking about vocal leaders on this roster and how JaVale McGee was definitely this vocal vet throughout this year, but Malik Monk could also bring that. And you need that type of energy with a team, and especially with a team with a lot of quiet guys that love the game and want to be great, but at the same time you need someone to speak up, and Malik was always going to
first team all confidence too.
Hell yeah.
And
you've always said it,
I was bracing for him leaving, and I knew it was going to hurt, because he has been one of my favorite Kings in his short time here. And I just like the presence he plays with. He plays with joy, you know, and when guys just, there's something special when like players just love They just like playing. They're just like playing.
For
it's,
everyone.
It's not about like, oh, I want to be famous. I want to be a basketball player. Like, I know. I just like playing basketball. And so I think Sacramento's really connected with Malik Monk too. Now, here's a question. I mean, it's something that he was asked after the season. Mm-hmm. I know he is a runner-up for Sixth Man of the Year. We thought he should have won it in Sacramento. No shit. But, like, do you think he's like, hey, I need to start now? Or do you think he's kind of, Malik is just going to accept whatever role he is? If he needs to start, which hasn't been the case in Sacramento, or come off the bench and be one of the more elite six men of the year
in the league? I think he is willing to accept whatever role because, yeah. I mean, you played your best basketball in that role. You are seeing starter minutes sometimes, right? Like, it had to keep building. It felt like at first in the beginning of the year, Mike Brown was keeping him under that 30-minute mark.
We would joke about it all the time.
Every single week.
Can we get to 30, please? Like,
is something going to blow up if he goes over 30 minutes? Finally, he was over 30 minutes. Nothing blew up. Everything was great. So, yeah, for Malik, I believe he has the confidence that he can start on any team in this league and all those things. But I also believe that he wants to be put in the best position to play the best basketball. Now, depending on what this roster is going to look like at the beginning of the Kings season, who's healthy, what other possible moves and tweaks are being made. Yeah, we'll have to see where that makes him land, it feels weird even being like,
no, I'm just curious because it felt like it was something like he's like, oh, I should, I have never talked to a basketball player that was like, yeah, I believe I should come off the bench. We've talked to Bobby Jackson about this. Mm-hmm. He always thought he was better than Mike Bibby.
Yep.
You know, Isaiah Thomas back in the day always thought he deserved to be playing, you know, more, and then eventually became a starter. And I think it's the same thing with Malik. I think he was like, I want to start. I don't think there's a basketball player that's like, no, I'd rather just come off the bench. You want to be out there when it's tipped off.
Hell yeah.
It just feels like it means something. But for Malik, it's like, am I in there in closing time?
Right.
You know, and I think there was that trust in a lot of games where it's like, yeah, he'll be out there in closing time. I think the challenge for Sacramento, if they were to decide to start Malik, is just from a defensive standpoint, are you comfortable with the size out there with Malik and with De'Aaron Fox? And what you saw to Keon Ellis this year when he got the opportunity late in the season, it was like, you want that guy
starting the game off with that type of perimeter pressure is just fantastic for everyone on
and
the floor.
Depending on, you know, the matchup, you could play all three of those guys at the same time. So the deal is this: it's 4 years, $78 million for Malik Monk. That was the max they could offer Malik. And that's why it seemed like it was going to be a challenge for them to keep him. He has a player option for that final year of the deal. The deal is this: $17.4 million year one. This is according to Bobby Marks over at ESPN. So $17.4 year one, $18.8 year two, $20.2 for year three, and then that player option for $21.6 million. And I don't have the official numbers yet. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of looking at social media to see. I think at this point, the Kings will slightly be over the luxury tax. Okay. And that was a big question, is like, oh, well, were the Kings willing to be a luxury tax team at some point? Well, this is where they're at. And this is why, big picture wise, you go, man, you're a luxury tax team and you didn't make the playoffs last year, right? Mm-hmm. You won 46 games, won a play-in game against the Warriors, but you ultimately didn't even make the playoffs after making it the year before. This is why it's going to be very interesting in the next few weeks, right? To see how this roster is shaped. What trades could be made? What moves are made by Monty McNair in this front office? Because you're not cool with a luxury tax team if you don't believe that this team can win come playoff time. And at this point, this team needs some legitimate tweaks to win come playoff time, especially if they're going to be a luxury tax team.
You can only depend on individual internal development year to year so much. And I think the positive thing is that we are seeing that even with Keegan Murray from year one to year two, the way that he became such a dynamic player on the offensive end, but then on the defensive end took a huge leap, you know, De'Aaron getting better and better. And then Domas, obviously, just with the way that he was getting double doubles every single night. Like, and on top of all this, you're seeing two guys, De'Aaron and Domas, in their prime. What are you going to put around them to make sure that not only are you in the luxury tax or, you know, going to be spending lots of money, but also making sure that you're managing this time with some of your best players in their prime and Mike Brown with a brand new deal. You know, you just want it all to line up. So you just got to go to work.
Man, you think about some of these stressful free agency periods for the Kings. I go back to when Chris Webber was going to be a free agent. There were so many teams after him. The Kings end up locking him down. That felt really good. That, you know, obviously a franchise altering player, but I think Malik, if they would have lost him, it would have been a significant blow this year. And who knows what that could have led to the rest of the offseason. But I think what he means on and off the floor that is so important.
Yes.
And I think there's another level to his game. I think that's the other thing for Malik. Like, I think he can still get better in some ways. He's 26 years old.
Yep.
He's not like an old man. He is entering the prime of his career. And you were able to secure him, in my opinion, on a team-friendly deal. I'm not acting like he's getting paid peanuts here, but you see these salaries that are being thrown out around the league.
That.
You're seeing these deals that are out there, and the repercussions when you have to sign all these contracts are like, hey, you get into these first apron, second apron situations that restrict you in a major way in terms of team building. So this is great.
Deuce, even on the defensive end, he got better on that end of the floor in the sense of he started understanding, like
taking charges and
there
shit.
There we go. Like understanding Mike Brown's philosophy on the defensive end and sacrificing your body and being in the right place at the right time. And that allowed him to have some of these great recoveries, some of these great blocks, some of these great defensive moments, you know, and hopefully this is a place where he could even take another leap with his individual defensive game because you look at where the Kings were trending last year defensively as a team and you go, okay, well, why couldn't they get better?
Right.
You know, they have pieces with the right mindset to put in the right amount of effort. In defense, there's so much effort that comes with it, right? Obviously you need the length, you need guys with the long arms, the wingspan, all of that to take up a lot more of the floor. You do lose Jordy. You lose, you know, a few coaches and everything, but at the same time, I just feel like ultimately Mike Brown's strategy and his philosophy on the floor on both ends will be fine.
The fact that they took the jump they did defensively.
Yeah.
With the personnel that they have.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. And that shows me, okay, there's something there. If you make a couple of personnel tweaks.
Yep.
What does that look like for this Kings team? The West is stacked. The West got better today when Alex Caruso got traded from the Bulls to Oklahoma City. That team is insane right now with their defensive personnel.
Yep.
From Lou Dort, Caruso, SGA, Cason Wallace, Chet Holmgren. They're nasty. But the West from top to almost bottom is legit. So it's going to be interesting to see where the Kings go from here. This is checkbox one. You know, like this is... You got Mike Brown's deal done.
Hey.
That's big. Getting Malik Monk at this deal, that's significant. Now you start looking at, all right, draft's coming up next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You've got the 13th pick. There's plenty of talent in this draft. What direction can you go there? What trades can you make? Free agency starts June 30th.
Moves need to be made.
Yeah.
I mean, tweaks need to be. It's just, it goes to everything that we had said. And a lot of it was depending on what was going to happen here. So even the fact that Malik and his camp were like, we're getting shit done tonight on this Thursday, days before the draft, days before, weeks before, whatever, free agency. It's just really kind of him. And it helps all of our hearts.
Thank you, Malik. How much do you think remember the golf outing that they had? Where it's like Vivek, Monty, who was out there?
Wes, Keegan, Mike Brown.
Yeah. And Malik. Alvin Gentry.
Oh, yeah.
You think that's what they sealed the deal? Or is that like a, remember we joked like, could this be a farewell? Like, no, dude, they're talking business,
man. They're not golfing unless they're making shit happen. They're making shit happen.
Dude.
Yeah.
I am legitimately surprised this got done.
I am too.
I am surprised he's staying. I'm surprised he didn't test free agency. And I'm just, I don't know. There's also a part of me, and so we may never know this, but like, why? I mean, maybe we will. He could explain it. But, you know, like, I'm just forever interested in what the market would have been had he tested free agency. Like, what kind of offers would he have received? There would have been interest out there. There's no doubt about it. I just wonder what that would have looked like for him. But I am eager to hear why this was the decision for him to do it now, especially because he had never really had like a real free agency. Because,
you know, he'll say the right thing, but
he's really honest.
But exactly. He is an honest guy and he'll be blunt about why it made sense and everything. And yeah, I'm excited to hear that too, because I don't know. I think why this is also really exciting. It's like we already said, this just doesn't happen all the time in Sacramento. It feels like before the Kings made the playoffs, those 16 years, it never felt like good things were getting done or good basketball was really happening or good moves were really happening. You know, you were either jeopardizing your future and or you were trying to get Rondo and Rudy and whoever to try and make the playoffs, getting that eighth spot at the time. And it was just, it wasn't fun. And so when things happen like this, like I just take a step back, I take a breath. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it feels like there,
love it.
There's a part of you that goes, wait, they kept him and it's like at a good deal?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel like you
like, yeah, you didn't risk a lot of shit. You didn't have to throw away your future. And why wouldn't you want this to happen, especially with the way that he just keeps getting better and better in this role and with this team?
I'm going to go ahead and assume he's going to say like it was just he felt like one, he could make money here. But in addition to that, that there's some unfinished business. And, you know, you could play the what if games. It was so many games last year, even before he got hurt in the end of the season.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt the Kings were a dramatically different team without him on the floor.
Yep.
Right. Like, you looked around going, who is creating the offense outside of De'Aaron Fox? And had they lost him, I mean, the last couple of days, I've been watching so many of the guards in the draft going, God, is there someone that can give you that type of like edge in production? That's a lot to ask.
Who are you selling us on?
Well, Rob Dillingham's a stud. No, I love Rob Dillingham,
dude.
And you know what's funny? I'm looking up Rob. Last night I'm reading a quote from Rob Dillingham from Kentucky. Yeah, I get it. Everyone's, oh, he's undersized, 165 pounds. I know. He's like 19 years old. Relax. But one of his quotes, he was asked about who his favorite players, and he said Kobe Bryant, and he goes, my favorite Kentucky Wildcat, Malik Monk. I'm like, how ooh, cool. Okay, I'm talking myself into this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching Bob Carrington today going, well, man, I like his game. And not to say those guys aren't options anymore, but, you know, had you lost him, it was going to be hard to replace what he brought, right? So, it's significant.
I wonder how excited his teammates are tonight. I just felt like the way that Sabonis was always talking about him, wanting him to make the right choice, you know, all those things. And obviously De'Aaron always just, it seemed like just being a good friend and understanding that this is a business at the end of the day and he's got to do what he has to do. But loves playing around him, loves playing with him.
I'm just scanning too. on social media, make sure there is nothing I'm missing on this.
Yeah. I'm looking at our
Anthony
chat.
Slater saying max, that was the max allowable contract the Kings could offer, player option of the final season to further incentivize it for Monk, leaves more cap space out there on the open market for leftover free agents like Klay Thompson. Monk had interest elsewhere, according to Anthony Slater, which is not really a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, as you should. You should always make sure you are looking at all options, even though we don't know what options were until the end of this month.
Yeah.
Don't be naive, people.
Well, do you have any other final thoughts on this, on our emergency pod? We'll definitely have more coverage on this decision for Malik Monk. Mm-hmm.
I guess my thing, this is great for the team on the floor. This is great for the team off the floor, and this is great for the city. I mean, you can go to the statistics of him having the number one sold jersey in the team store, whatever you want to, but like how people connect with this man, how people feel about him as a player, and what he has brought with just his smile. He beams. He beams.
A lot of people say he's like the Deuce Mason of the Kings in a lot of ways.
No, and you know what's funny? Nobody just would like ever say that.
Confidence,
ever.
Swagger, talent.
Swagger. Swagger.
Swagger. What? Did I say swagger? Did I say it like that?
He just, you're not Malik Monk. Like, look at you. He dresses way cool.
I think
so. Let's not get off track. The whole point is Malik Monk is amazing. We are lucky to have Malik Monk.
No, it's great news for the Sacramento Kings. And like to wrap it up, it's like for the front office to have some clarity.
Yeah.
Is significant. Yes. All right. Appreciate the chat hanging out with us tonight. Ben donates. He says, has there ever been a better moment in Kings free agency history when you consider all aspects, culture, Fox, less than market deal, long-term deal, exciting to watch and embrace Sacramento.
Aww.
I mean, I love that. I love that.
I love that.
I'm not going to... The Chris Webber deal was pretty big for me at the time. You know, if had the Kings lost Chris Webber in that moment...
We're living in the moment.
Then it's the Kings never even get to the conference finals. It's a train wreck. Who knows where we're at that moment. So
thank you for the donation, too.
But Malik, what he just nailed is exactly right. Vibes with the city.
Yeah.
All electric. I think about that game that the was double overtime, 176-175 against the Clippers. He's just so nasty in that game.
Yep. Yep. He's so fun. He's so fun. And he loves the game. And now the city just keep giving him all the love he deserves.
For all those people watching us live, when we end this, make sure to drop in the comments below how you're feeling about this move. Malik Monk staying with the Sacramento Kings. And what's on your wish list coming up?
Ooh.
We'll have more coverage. Make sure to stay locked in. Hit the notification bell. Our YouTube page will have videos galore coming up over the next few weeks as we buckle up. It's draft season. It's free agency time. It's trade season. This is what we live for. We love you guys so, 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 so much. But we got to go.
Oh, sweet beams, everybody. See ya.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save.